Well, it's time to talk all things technology with Australia's leading technology writer from techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick, comes to us live from San Jose. Apple are hosting you once again, Stephen.
They are, yes, mate. Yeah, the event will be early tomorrow morning, and there's plenty we're anticipating.
Well, before we get into that, there's a couple of other things. I was looking at techguide.com.au yesterday, and you've actually had your hands on the Galaxy Fold phone, and I got to say, it's not as obtrusive or bulky as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you're right. That was my first impression, was the build quality of the device was really high. I'm thinking, wow, this feels good in your hand. And it isn't as thick as you think. It's like 1.7 centimetres, so 17 millimetres at the hinge, and then it's 13.8 millimetres at the edge. So the hinge sort of, it's like a little wedge shape.
Yep.
You see that in the video I shot as well, in the photos that I've taken on the site. So when you open it up, then it folds out completely flat. And when you've got, so the front's got a 4.6-inch screen, open it up like a book, and it clicks into place and folds down to flat to a 7.3-inch display. And the thickness in the folded, in the unfolded position is just 6.9 millimetres. So it's quite thin when it's open. And then suddenly you're looking at this bigger canvas. So it's like having a tablet and a phone in one. And the screen is great. Touch screen, great way to view your videos, browse the web. I pulled up the Tech Guide website on it. Looked terrific. On the video, I shot it next to the Galaxy Note 10 Plus. So you can see how my site looks on the Fold and how it looks on the Note 10 Plus. And so much more room to move on the larger screen. And that way, that gives you also the opportunity to multitask. So in the video, I run three apps at once on the main screen. You can also obviously enjoy your content on a grander scale, play games. So a lot of benefits of having that big screen literally in your pocket when you need it.
So if you're just making phone calls and texting, you'd leave it in the folded position. But then when you're doing the more elaborate stuff, you open it up and use the big screen in the middle.
That's exactly right, yeah. So for all your everyday stuff, like messaging, calls and stuff like that, you use the little screen and then you open it up to do the larger things. So a great example too is the continuity, how well that works. Is so say you're looking at a map in the fold, in the open position, and you close the phone, the map is then instantly on the front screen.
Okay.
I demonstrate it with looking at the browser. So I look it on my website, I close the phone, and then immediately, exactly where I was on the site, now it appears in a smaller form factor on the front of the phone. And vice versa, if I open up again from the front, it'll pop exactly in that spot on the back. So Samsung's been doing a bit of work with Android so that works out really well. So that's just a number of those little features that you see the benefit of having a product like this.
So who buys this? Is it customers that would traditionally have bought a Galaxy Note, or is it a different segment altogether?
Yeah, I think it's not going to be cheap. I'm, if this is under $3,000, I'll be very surprised. It's going to be, the dollar's really poor at the moment. This is going to cost like $2,000 in the US. So if they can keep it under three, I think they're doing pretty well. But yeah, it's probably sort of your high-end user, your look at me, early adopter, sort of look what I've got sort of thing,
yep.
Who likes showing off the latest gear. In terms of though, and I can see this sort of technology coming down in price. Like there's going to be a whole swathe of these phones end of this year and early next year that are going to be a lot more affordable than this. But it is sort of the case where if you want to be productive on the go, this could be that sort of product. When I get this to review, I'm going to try to use this as to do everything, to write my stories, edit my website. I'm going to try to make this my laptop replacement if I can. So it's just to really test it in terms of being, increased productivity.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing how that goes for you. Now, smart homes are the in thing these days, and doorbell cameras are a big deal. Tell us about this new one that's designed for apartments.
Yeah, it's the Ring Door View Cam. So anyone who's got the Ring doorbell, you've set it up beside your door, drill a hole, install it, connect it to your network, and then you can see whoever's at your door. But if you live in an apartment, it's a bit hard to drill into the walls, you might be renting. So generally, sort of visitors approach apartments differently to a house. So that, deliveries and visitors, they kind of take a different approach. So what Ring have thought is, let's create a product just for apartments that can be installed on the apartment door. So instead of having a peephole, this becomes your digital peephole. So right. It can actually cover a physical peephole, and even if you don't have a peephole, this could become your peephole. So from the back of the door, you've got another little hole you look through, and then that looks through the camera, or, of course, you can look through your phone to see who's at your door. And this can be installed without having to do any drilling or any damaging the door at all. So if you are renting, it's a very easy product to install and also to remove again.
Okay. All right, we'll look forward to that. Now, tomorrow, 3 o'clock in the morning, our time, Apple's got its big announcement event. What are we expecting?
Yeah, well, it's obvious that it's iPhone season, so expect to see a whole bunch of new iPhones. Pretty much the range that exists now, so the two S models and the R model are going to be replicated in the 11, let's call them. So there'll be the two high-end 11S, 5.8-inch, 6.5-inch. Then there'll be the cheaper R model, which will be, let's call it the 11R, which will have a 6.1-inch LCD screen, not an OLED screen like the top-of-the-line models. Mm-hmm. Biggest change you're going to see design-wise will be the camera. On the back will be a square camera bump. There'll be three cameras for the S, so the top shelf models, and then the R model will inherit another one. So basically, every iPhone is going to get an additional camera on the back. So three for the top line, two for the entry level R model. So basically, the camera game is going to be lifted significantly. Apple's always fancied the iPhone as being a great camera, and they often run competitions, and a lot of their advertising is just purely by reproducing people's photos, you know, shot on iPhone. I'm sure you've seen those campaigns around the place on billboards and things. So this is going to take that to the next level, not only for stills, but also for video. And I understand there'll be some significant editing tools on board as well. There'll be a bump in speed, of course, better processor, faster Face ID, and things like that. But the other announcements I think will be interesting. Of course, there's going to be a lot of news around the Apple TV Plus streaming service. So I think tomorrow they're going to announce the launch date and the pricing, the monthly pricing for the streaming service. So it's like Apple's version of Netflix. They're also going to showcase a lot of the exclusive content that they're creating for the service as well. There's also a rumor, too, they may release a 16-inch MacBook Pro. The 15-inch is the top one at the moment. They may introduce a larger one. There's talk also they may have a few new colors for Apple Watch. And perhaps maybe a new iPad, but I doubt that. It'll be mainly iPhone, MacBook Pro possibly, but definitely we'll get a lot more news about Apple TV Plus as well.
All right, mate, we'll talk to you in a bit more detail next week after the announcements have been made. Have fun in San Jose, and we'll see you when you get back.
No worries. Talk to you soon, mate.
Good on you, mate. Steve Fenwick from techguide.com.au back with us next week on Australia by Night.